540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. New England's dealing with epic floods today, but it's especially bad in Vermont, which got one of the worst floods in nearly a century. Jennifer Morrison's with the state's Department of Public Safety.
We are still in the earliest stages of this disaster. Our focus is on saving lives. There are areas that are still being evacuated, and there are life-threatening isolations that we are trying to identify and rescue.
Intense heat is also an issue across the country. KCBS reporter Nicole Comstock's in L.A.
Local fire departments are warning people to be extremely careful outdoors.
Part of living in Southern California, right?
That's life. Take it as it comes, you can't change it.
So always important to keep in mind, especially if you'll be outdoors during the afternoon, to stay out of the sun as much as possible and stay hydrated.
But scientists say record heat worldwide is just a preview of worse extremes to come. Dr. Andrew Pershing is with a group called Climate Central.
We are living in the world that the climate modelers back in the 1980s and 90s were predicting. They said that if greenhouse gases continue to grow, we would have a planet where heat waves are much more likely, they're more severe, they're more intense, and they last longer. And they're going to continue to rise as long as we keep putting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
President Biden's calling the start of today's NATO summit in Lithuania a historic moment. Here's CBS's Tina Kraus.
We'll soon also be welcoming Sweden as a full-fledged member. So welcome to you.
President Biden cheered alongside his NATO allies after the Secretary General opened the NATO summit in Lithuania, announcing Sweden is next on deck to join the alliance after Finland became a member in April.
Ukraine will also join, but there's no timeline. A Senate panel is looking into the PGA's new merger with LIV Golf in Washington. Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal.
It's about how a brutal, repressive regime can buy influence, indeed even take over a cherished American institution to cleanse its public image.
Some shocking new data shows students are even further behind than we thought. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Most public school students in the U.S. need an additional 4 months of schooling in reading and math to catch up with what they lost during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Are you ready for it?
Ticketmaster's got more Taylor drama.
Taylor Swift ticket sales for two cities in France had to be halted, all thanks to more glitches with Ticketmaster.
Look what you made me do.
The issues caused people to be unable to log into the website with their passwords. At one point, reports of more than 700,000 fans who were in the queue to purchase tickets.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For WAUK, the Shaw, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know. Waukesha parade killer is sentenced in an unrelated case. Daryl Brooks took a plea deal yesterday for possessing a firearm as a convicted felon. He was originally charged with three felonies accused of shooting at his nephew and his nephew's friend 3 years ago. Brooks is serving six consecutive life sentences for his attack on the Waukesha Christmas parade in 2021. Brooks is due back in court next week in another case. He's charged with running over the mother of his children weeks before the parade attack. There's a silent rally planned before tomorrow's Waukesha School Board meeting. Rally is in support of first-grade teacher Melissa Temple, who got in trouble with school district officials for tweeting her concerns about the song Rainbow Land being removed from the higher elementary school spring concert. Superintendent Jim Siebert says Temple's tweet violated district policy. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard.
Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there's a crisis in our military right now. I want to talk about it. Right now, the Marine Corps, my dad was in the Marine Corps in the Second World War. One of my uncles was in the Marine Corps in the Korean War. Another uncle was in the Marine Corps earlier in the century. I was in the Navy. I think a lot of the Marine Corps. It now has an acting commandant, doesn't have its own commandant for the first time in 100 years. Why is that? Because a skunk named Tommy Tuberville, who is a senator, Republican from Alabama, put in a hold on promotions of flag rank officers in the military. He says because he doesn't like the fact that female members of the military can have abortions. But the real reason some people speculate is because Alabama and Colorado competed for a new space center and Colorado won out. Tommy Tuberville is the guy who also said that the definition of white supremacist is really just a Trump supporter, and white supremacists are Americans who are Republicans. That's what he said. And he's doubled down on that. He has held up 250 flag appointments. What's a flag appointment? Flag officers in all of the services, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, are admiral or general rank. In other words, above colonel, in the Navy would be above captain. And the reason is a special prestige to it for a good reason. They lead our armed forces. They lead them in combat. They lead them in everything. They're essential. People that go to our military academies dream, they stay career of becoming flag officers. In the Navy, if an admiral comes on your ship, they hoist his flag right under the American flag. So if somebody's walking down the pier, you can tell if an admiral is on that ship. One time, a 3-star admiral came on our ship, met with us in the wardroom. His flag flew so that people could see that an admiral was on the ship. It's a very big deal. Under Senate rules, these people think they're the House of Lords. They think they're the Roman Senate from 2,000 years ago. Under the Senate rules, any senator can simply say, I'm going to hold up any appointment. Any appointment. It can be the military, it can be the Department of Justice. This fellow Vance from Ohio just did it for the Department of Justice because they're investigating Trump. Tommy Tuberville has held it up for the military. This is having very, very severe morale impacts on our military. Because when somebody is promoted to flag officer, say a two-star admiral or two-star general, they come with them, they'll have a chief of staff, they'll have an executive officer, they'll have a series of officers who come and staff them, and they're essential. They really are essential. And if they're in the Middle East or they're in the Far East, wherever they are, it's essential that they have a line of command. They have a line of command. Now, Tommy Tuberville was asked again just yesterday, you know, why doesn't he let a vote come up on these things? And when I say let a vote come up, what he does is he has to waive unanimous consent. So a vote can come up, but they will take 3 full-time weeks of filibustering for 250 nominations for rank. They would do nothing else. And we do have an economy to run. We do have foreign policy issues and everything else. So he knows what he's doing. And he just grinned. And here's what he said. He says, we've already got, quote, we've already got plenty of generals and admirals. One extra star doesn't make a difference. The Marine Commandant testified and sort of the General of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and said it's having an impact on morale. The Army is 25% under their recruitment goal. The Navy is under its recruitment goal. The Air Force is under its recruitment goal. People are looking at the military and saying, these politicians are going to screw me on promotions. See, these are some of our best people. Now, Chuck Schumer got up on this floor of the Senate today, and he denounced Tommy Tuberville, not for what he's doing with flag officers, but for his white supremacist comments, saying there's no place for it and he should apologize, and stone silence from all the Republicans. Let me tell you what I think is a larger problem. When you have 100 people in the Senate, each state has 2 senators, and any one of them can stop the government in some respect. He stopped it with the military. Vance of Ohio has stopped it with more DOJ appointments. Bernie Sanders is stopping it for anything in the Department of Health because he has disputes about, I don't know, pharmacy pricing or something. This has to stop. In England, they have a House of Lords. They don't have a Senate. So the Parliament is like our Congress, and that's where the action is. But the Senate are people who inherited their seats, most of them. The son of the Duke of Norfolk is in there. The son of the Earl of Sussex, or whoever it is. The son of this count and that count. And as some of them are dumber than a bag of rocks. You know, just because you're a good dentist doesn't mean your son or daughter is going to be a good dentist. Just because you're a good lawyer, you're a good mason, you're a good machinist, doesn't mean your son or daughter is going to be a good one. But in Merrill England, they inherit it. We don't do that. But they are patterning themselves on the House of Lords. And up through the 19th century, the House of Lords actually could stop legislation, believe it or not. They stopped Irish Home Rule in the 1880s. Gladstone, and this would have probably avoided the Irish Civil War, said we should have Irish Home Rule. The Irish should rule themselves, even though England claims possession of Ireland. The House of Lords said no way. And what you ended up with was a lot of violence in the early 20th century. Now, by doing this, no other senator has denounced Tommy Tuberville. And I mean, not one of them on this. Schumer does it on white supremacy. Many of the Republicans want to hurt the military to hurt Biden, even if it costs us against Russia and China. But not all of them. I don't think Moscow Mitch, as bad as he is, wants to not promote these admirals and generals. I don't think Thune of South Dakota does either. I think Ron Johnson of Wisconsin does. He supports Tuberville. He supports this. And he just got six more years because he darkened Mandela Barnes's face and put him on with the Christmas murder in Waukesha as if there was some linkage, and a lot of people fell for it. So we're stuck with him. But, you know, Amy Klobuchar hasn't gotten up on the Senate floor and said, Tuberville, you white supremacist skunk. Now, that's me, okay? If I were there, that's what I would say. But Tuberville, let these admirals and generals get promoted. Tammy Baldwin, get up on the floor. Yes, Ron Johnson is a traitor. He will not do it. I understand that. You have not denounced Ron Johnson for carrying around the fake electors from Michigan. No senator says anything about any other senator, even if they're wrecking the government. That is wrong. What happened to fighting Bob La Follette? What happened to Abraham Lincoln? You think these guys would have put up with this? Do you think these guys would have put up with this? Some of the Confederates back in the 1870s said, we made a mistake taking up arms against the North. This is a quote. We made a mistake. Of course, they were going to beat us. We should have stayed in. We could have destroyed the government from within. Tommy Tuberville is a Confederate white supremacist. He's not an American. If this had happened in the 1860s, and if he had said, oh, I'm not going to secede, I'll stay here and bar all flag appointments in our military, what do you think Abraham Lincoln would have done? He would have put him in prison is what he would have done. And what do you think Ulysses Grant would have done? He would have hanged him. That is what would have happened. Now, not one of these senators, not a single one, has objected to this. And the reason is because they all like their status as being one of the most exclusive club in the world. It is vanity. Well, how about putting the good of the United States over vanity? How about instilling morale in our military, even though most members of the Senate never came close to the military and never served in it? And they don't appear to give a rat's patoot about the military. How about getting up? Are these people incapable of 51 of them getting up and saying, I think we should promote admirals and generals? Is that too much to expect? Is that too much to expect? Schumer, instead of doing this on white supremacy, the Republicans will stick a knife in the military. A lot of them are pro-Putin. A lot of them have betrayed the United States. They do it every day. And in the House, it's worse. Get up on your hind legs out there. All of you, the Democrats are going to have to do it. And the final thing that I would say, and this is what Joe Biden should do. Joe Biden should promote them anyway, give them the stars, give them the pay, and tell the Senate to drop dead. That's where they belong. Drop dead. And also say, I know that at least 51 of you want to promote these guys. So why do you let a Confederate white supremacist continue to attack our country and demoralize our troops in front of the Ruskies and the Chinese, the communist Chinese? Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. I see when the lines do not hang up. Get back to you right after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
this summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 59. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 72. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 62. Cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's in your mind today?
As usual, keeping people on top of what the Republican Party is doing to our country and our safety and our national security. Well, I can't wait till people wake up and get these guys out of there so our country can start moving up and forward. And, you know, when people used to use forward and backward, I used to think, what in the devil are you talking about, forward and backward? Well, I'll tell you something. I've seen with my own eyes what forward and backward means, and we went backward huge with Trump and the Republicans that just kissed his feet. I mean, the Republicans I used to watch on the floor, they fought hard, they cared about America, you know, and they worked back and forth with one another. Yeah, they had different ways of going about of attaining goals for the people. But I've never seen anything like this in my life, and it makes me nauseated. But I want to say one thing real quick. Pretty soon, there's going to be a Republican event in our state, right? Am I correct in that?
Right. Yeah. August 23rd, the debate, and then the convention next July. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, once again, I want to remind every business or anyone that takes any money from the Republican Party and the parties in the different states, get your money up front, because we just had an issue in Michigan where they were absolutely in fisticuffs over money that the Republicans don't have. So I don't have the, I'm sorry, I was trying to find my specific notes, but you can Google it, the Michigan Republican Party and how they lost their money or they're not doing their money real well. And I remember a time there was some, they were looking for some money in the state of Wisconsin. That was a few years ago. Then all of a sudden it reappeared just like that. So please get your money ahead of time. I don't want to see our state hurt by those guys. We've been hurt bad enough for many years here. We need to work together to get this garbage out of our ruling area. Thank you very much, Matt. You have a good evening.
Great call, Gene, as always. You know, I want to emphasize something Gene said. You may think that was funny. That is not funny. And it's not just Michigan. Every campaign, and at a lower level anyway, quote, settles up in quote debts after the campaign. And frequently they don't have a lot of money. But most people, when they think it's the presidential level and they think it's the Republican Party, well, they think there's plenty of money and they don't have to be as cautious. You are dead wrong if you think that. First of all, Trump doesn't spend any of his money other than on himself. He'll fundraise off of something and say, pay my bills or we're going to stop. And he uses it himself. He doesn't give it to other candidates. Trump, especially if this is Trump stiffing people, what he would do in his casinos, he'd call up some guy and say, I want 100 pianos for the casinos and the rooms and all that, the suites. Guy go out and buy 100 pianos and send him a bill with a markup, 10%. Trump would say, I'm not paying you. You got to say, what do you mean you're not paying me? And I'm not kidding about this. Say, I'm not paying you. Well, okay, I'll pay you 50%. And the guy said, wait a minute. I advanced the money for those pianos. They're very expensive. At least give me the money I paid for the pianos, even if you don't give me any profit. Trump said, no. The guy said, well, I'm going to sue you. He said, go ahead. It'll cost you more for a lawyer than it will be what you will get. They'll charge you hundreds of thousands of dollars. And in the U.S., you don't get your attorney's fees if you win in a contract case. In England, you do, but not in the United States. The guy would take 50% and have had sucked down 50% of the cost of Trump's pianos. Trump cannot be trusted. If he comes into Milwaukee, and I'm going to say this to my friends here in Milwaukee, says, I want to reserve you a restaurant for the evening for all, you know, supporters and all that. And I want a meal and what'll it cost? The guy will say, well, 35 grand. Okay, you're on. Signs a contract. That doesn't make any difference. A contract is only as good as the honesty of the guy you're contracting with. And I've learned that over 40 years of practicing law. Because trying to enforce a contract means legal fees, and frequently it's not worth it. He will go, he'll bring him in, they'll have a great time, drink a lot of wine, eat a lot of great food, and then the bill will come for 35, and they won't pay it at all. And if you get 50% of it, you're lucky. What I would do, quite frankly, is if the Republican Party wants anything, you pay in advance. You pay in advance. Now, if an individual Republican comes in, you serve him. I'm not saying you have to ask for his credit card in advance. Bad idea. But these people are deadbeats. And I'm saying that as someone as chairman of the Democratic Party. I know that every campaign struggles. But at the presidential level, when you're dealing with the Republican Party, it's not struggling. What it is, they are so cheap. They squeeze the nickel so hard to make the nickel, to make the buffalo on the nickel squeal. And it's not because they don't have plenty of money. They spend it on themselves. The more they have, the less they pay their bills. Be very careful about these deadbeats. If you have a motel or a hotel, get a credit card in advance. And make sure it clears. Gene Beauclair is exactly right. Exactly right. Now, I'm very happy for the state. You know, the debate's coming up August 23rd. But the convention, make sure you get paid. Because a lot of guys who have dealt with Trump especially have gotten the shaft. They've totally gotten the shaft. Okay, we're going to go on to another segment. We're coming up. And we're going to get a little of it in now and a lot of it in after that. Do you remember that whistleblower that fellow Comey on the investigation committee said, quote, we're hopeful we can find the informant. Remember, these informants are kind of in the spy business, so they don't make a habit of being seen a lot or being high profile or anything like that, end quote. But he has good information that there is something wrong with Biden and his son. Guess what? The guy was just indicted in the Southern District of New York, and now he's on the lam. We're going to get to that right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Where it will go.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Flooding is still very bad in Vermont.
Vermont's 13 swift water rescue teams have now performed more than 100 rescues throughout the state, and they remain extremely busy.
That's Jennifer Morrison with the state's Department of Public Safety. She says people are still evacuating the state, and the focus is saving lives before they shift to recovery mode. Ukraine tops today's NATO summit agenda. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is on board with it joining the alliance.
We're committed to what's called NATO's open door, to welcoming new members when they're ready for membership and when all of the allies agree to invite them in. Ukraine has made good progress in that direction, and that's going to be reflected at the summit.
Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal is slamming the PGA Tour's new merger with LIV Golf.
The monarchy is taking over, apparently, this cherished, iconic American institution for the clear purpose of cleansing its public image.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know. Milwaukee's getting a sales tax. The Common Council voted for the 2% sales tax this morning on a 12-3 vote. State lawmakers and the governor put the matter to elected leaders as part of the shared state revenue deal. The mayor's office says the tax could generate about $190 million a year. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee County Board today is holding a public hearing on its own proposed sales tax. The Waukesha Parade killer is sentenced in an unrelated case. Daryl Brooks took a plea deal yesterday for possessing a firearm as a convicted felon. He was originally charged with three felonies, accused of shooting at his nephew and his nephew's friend 3 years ago. Brooks is serving six consecutive life sentences for his attack on the Christmas parade in 2021. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to get back to the segment I started before the break. Do you remember that the Republicans in one of their committees said, we have a whistleblower. He's very, very reliable. James Comey, their chairman, back in May said, we can't find him right now. Remember, we laughed about that, but here's what Comey said. Quote, we're hopeful that we can find the informant. Remember, these informants are kind of in the spy business, so they don't make a habit of being seen a lot or being high profile or anything like that. Now, that was back in May. And according to Comey, because he heard it from somebody else, this informant claimed that the Bidens got money from China. That Joe Biden and Hunter Biden got money from China. That is a lie. By the way, before we go further with this segment, what Hunter Biden pled to was buying a gun when he was a drug addict. And on the form, he should have said that. It's a misdemeanor. And then on taxes, a couple of hundred grand that he paid late. Roger Stone paid a couple of million late, and that was a civil enforcement, but because this is the president's son, they got him on a misdemeanor there too. That's fine. But it wasn't this business of money from China. This idiot, who is the whistleblower, apparently his name was Gal Luft, L-U-F-T. He has been indicted on 8 counts, felonies, in the Southern District of New York federal court. And here's what the U.S. attorney said, quote, Mr. Luft subverted foreign agent registration laws in the U.S. to promote Chinese policies. He brokered deals for dangerous weapons and Iranian oil. He lied to law enforcement. He was arrested in Cyprus when he was out on bail. He ran and he's on the lam. He's a fugitive. Part of these felonies are that he brokered arms shipments to Kenya and to the United Arab Emirates in violation of U.S. law. This is the guy that Comey said that, or Comer, I should say, said was a reliable informant. One of the things that's unbelievable, and I want to develop this, Nancy Mace, now she's a Republican, a woman from South Carolina, who was a little wobbly on the election fraud thing, a little wobbly on it from their point of view. Wasn't clear that there was election fraud, and she almost didn't win re-election. Now she's being sort of like this woman from upstate New York, the number three in the House, who suddenly is a convert to Trump. Here's what she said. She said that this informant, Luft, is, quote, being silenced by the Department of Justice. Hey, Nancy, he's saying the guy didn't run guns to Kenya and the United Arab Emirates. You say that he didn't broker Iranian oil. You say he didn't lie to law enforcement. You didn't say that he is representing China without registering. And so they recruit him to say that Biden did something wrong. And he's the clown they're protecting. He's arrested in Cyprus. We have an extradition treaty. They give him bail. Why do they give a guy like this bail? They give him bail. He disappears. This is what is going on in the Republican Party. And let me tell you something. What Jeanne Beauclair said, that this is not the Republican Party you remember from before. It certainly isn't the one that I remember from before. The other day, John Kelly, he was a 4-star Marine general, and he was Trump's chief of staff. He's as honest as the day is long. He's a 4-star general. And he testified that he heard Trump discuss that he wanted the IRS to investigate people who were investigating him. And he wanted them to investigate people in the FBI. As a result, you may remember this, Christopher Wray and a U.S. attorney, and I think Comey, suddenly got audited. And then Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, two FBI agents who'd been investigating him, were investigated by the IRS. He unleashed the IRS on. This is what Nixon did, by the way, back before he was impeached. This is the Republican Party, and you have Nancy Mace, who used to be a moderate, saying that this Gal Luft, the arms runner and the Iranian oil runner and the China representer, is being, what, silenced because he's arrested for felonies? Are you kidding me? Then you have this business of the Saudi takeover of our Gulf. LIV, L-I-V, which is the Saudi operation, has paid tens of millions of dollars to golfers. Now, remember something. Their oil revenues are such that the Crown Prince buys a $500 million yacht. He paid $100 million for a painting of an artist I never heard of. We're not talking Picasso. You know, we're not talking Michelangelo or something. Some guy I never heard of. This guy, all of the Saudi Arabian people get subsidized by the oil. They have so much of it. He can do whatever he wants. Well, he's trying to clean up his image because he's a murderer and a thief and a torturer. And so what, when they used the chainsaws on Jamal Khashoggi, by the way, the allegation is he was still alive when they started to use the chainsaws on him. The fact is that the Saudis were in on 9/11 that killed almost 3,000 people. Their consuls in a few cities were in touch with the people in the planes. Their pilots, whom we trained in Florida 5 years ago, shot people with pistols, killed them. Our sailors in classes where they're being trained to fly a plane. We should not admit any of them into this country. They're waging jihad against Europe, releasing Wahhabi terrorists in Europe. And they had a great thought. They said, well, we'll offer Tiger Woods $100 million. Well, God bless Tiger Woods. He turned it down. $100 million. But Patrick Harrington from Ireland suddenly is representing them. And this other fellow, Bryson DeChambeau, is saying, well, to the 9/11 victims, well, get over it. People do bad things. This is what the guy says. If you give, I don't know how much they gave these guys. They didn't give them $100 million. But if they give guys like that $20 million, $30 million, $10 million, they buy them. They can buy the biggest names. Greg Norman is the head of the Saudi operation right now. But once the merger is complete, the head guy of the PGA Tour, it'll be called the Saudi PGA Tour, the head guy will be called Yasser Ramaswamy or something. You know, if they really wanted to, guys that make even less money are a lot of NFL players. The linemen in the NFL, some of them don't make $1 million a year. But maybe somebody else makes $1 million, $2 million, okay. All they got to do is come into the teams and the top five players offer them $20 million bucks and say they want it to be the Saudi NFL. This is all being legitimized and it's being brokered by the Republican Party. You must understand that. Donald Trump has these golf courses. And the Saudi Arabia today just announced that they're moving their golf team to be home ported, so to speak, in one of Trump's courses. One of Trump's courses. Ron Johnson, our senator, not my senator, but unfortunately he represents Wisconsin, just got reelected to 6 years. Congratulations to any of you who voted for him. Disgusting. Not only supports Tommy Tuberville and not promoting our flag officers simply to injure the Democrats and get Trump back in there, but he also is the head of a subcommittee in the Senate. And one of their committees today is having a hearing in the Senate on whether or not to block the Saudi Arabian takeover of American golf and making it the Saudi PGA, or the Jihad Tour, might as well call it the Jihad Tour. What's going on here? And what he said was, Johnson's a master at twisting the words. He goes, I want to ensure the purity of golf. Well, hey, I got an idea. Don't let him take it over. You have the right to not let him take it over. It's a violation of our antitrust laws, and I don't want to get into all the legalities of it, but it is. You can't be telling me you want Trump back in the presidency, you want to not promote our admirals and generals, and you're also the guy that went over on 4th of July about 5 years ago and hung out with Russians on 4th of July, the autocrats who'd 4 years earlier invaded Ukraine. Crimea had been part of Ukraine in 2014. And are yucking it up with them. You're not on our side, Ron. You're not representing America. You're not representing America. You're not going to have purity in golf with Saudi Arabia running it. They take a chainsaw to a guy who's still alive. They shoot our sailors in class. They did 9/11. They did 9/11. And you're saying, you want to keep it pure, but it's, you said it was inevitable. No, it's not inevitable. If we had a strong senator in there, you had fighting Bob LaFalla in there. You had Bill Proxmire in there. It would not be inevitable. So the analogy that I draw to all this, and think back to before the fall of the Berlin Wall, when East Germany was occupied by Russia, the Ruskies. They knew that having Russians walking around Berlin and walking around East Germany wouldn't go over well. So they recruited a group called the Stasi, the East German Communist Party, STASI. They were German. They looked like Germans because they were German, and they spoke real well because they were Germans. They simply stabbed their own country is what they did. They'd arrest people if the Russians told them to. They had Stasi police headquarters. They'd have a Russian commandant say who he wanted arrested, who he wanted tortured, who he wanted deported back to Russia to be even treated worse. And they would do it. The Republican Party right now in Wisconsin and in America is an American Stasi. Ron Johnson, Robin Voss, all of these people are simply obedient to Trump and to foreign powers that Trump is promoting, specifically Russia and Saudi Arabia. And I don't want to repeat myself, but when Saudi Arabia gives $2 billion to Trump's son-in-law to, quote, invest, end quote, and they don't give a rat's patoot how we invest it. Do you know that when you have money like that, the investor gets 2% even if he loses? 2% of $2 billion is $40 million a year. Jared Kushner is going to get $40 million a year for doing nothing. He doesn't even have to win. He can hire other managers. And then if he exceeds the S&P 500 for a year, he'll get another point or 1.5% over that. This is what's going on right under our nose. And Trump right now is the front runner for the Republican nomination, even though he's a criminal. Even though he's been indicted in New York, he's been indicted in Florida. I think he's about to be indicted in Washington, D.C. for the insurrection. Those of you out there who are Republicans or independents leaning Republican or in some way dissatisfied, even though, by the way, the polls show that the cohort that doesn't want Trump or Biden, and there are a bunch of people that don't want Trump or Biden, Biden wins those 2-1. In other words, if that's what people got to vote for, they're going to go with Biden. I think he's in good shape. However, at long last, I know you have a sorry crew. DeSantis, Pence, these are sorry SOBs. They really are. Then write somebody in. Find a candidate. But you cannot vote for somebody who's betraying us to Russia and to Saudi Arabia. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.
Ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Whether you're grilling burgers at the cabin or roasting hot dogs around a campfire, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls are a summertime essential. With so many varieties to choose from, including classic white and wheat, unsliced old fashioned, brioche, gourmet French, and flavorful onion, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth has the buns and rolls your family will love. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth, baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 59. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 72. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 62. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, people whom I really admire are the women serving in the military in the Ukraine army right now. There are 60,000 women serving in the Ukraine army right now against the Russians. Russian invasion, they call it a war. It's not a war, it's a genocide. 60,000 of them, many of them in combat. And let me tell you a couple of the logistical challenges they face. Every Ukrainian soldier wears a bulletproof, shrapnel-proof vest that weighs 30 pounds. Now you may think, well, okay. Go into a supermarket, pick up a gallon of milk. A gallon of milk weighs 8 pounds. 30 pounds is almost 4 gallons of it, just a couple of pounds shy of four gallons. Imagine if you were hanging 2 gallons of milk around your neck in the front and 2 gallons of milk around your neck in the back in some kind of jacket. And then you had to run with a rifle being shot at through a forest. I've seen some of these women interviewed. They're magnificent. They really are magnificent. Not only that, the Ukrainian army is very frugal. And so in our army, Navy, you have customized pants, shoes, that kind of thing for men and women. In the Ukrainian army, they only have men's pants and shoes. And these women have to go in and pick something about as close as possible to what works for them. There are absolutely no latrine facilities being built for them in combat areas. And I have nothing but praise for those women serving in the Ukrainian army. They are true, true heroes. A couple of other updates on the Ukraine, the genocidal invasion by Russia. There was an interview with an American general, and I'm not sure he's right, but here's what he said, and he may be right. They asked him, what about this guy Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner group? Apparently he went to St. Petersburg and he met with Putin and everything's copacetic and Putin needs Prigozhin and all that. Our general said, I think that's a lot of baloney. You're never going to see Prigozhin again. It's possible he's dead or in prison. That was a contrived announcement of that meeting. Now, he may be wrong. You know, tomorrow we may see Prigozhin there, but the Kremlin immediately circulated derisive pictures of Prigozhin the other day, showing him with fake costumes, beards, fake beards, pretending to be somebody in the Sudan, somewhere else. And they're really kind of humorous, but it was derisive. And you wouldn't do that to somebody who you thought was an ally or that you needed him, number one. Number two, it is very, very hard to see that somehow once Prigozhin backed down, Putin didn't find a way to kill him, throw him out a window, strangle him, poison him, shoot him. So we'll stand by and see. But Putin is in a real bind right now because France, which had long been reticent to get too involved in this thing, just announced yesterday that they're going to send them their own long-range missiles. Britain's already done it, and we are about to do it. Our long-range HIMARS, about 190 miles, are the best. Ukraine is the size, roughly the size of Texas. That's a very, very big country for over there. Obviously, the biggest is Russia. Russia is the biggest landmass country in the world. Spans 11 time zones, and it only has 145 million people. But a Texas-sized country is a big country over there. And it's absurd that we give them HIMARS that only go 30 or 50 miles. 190 miles, the British go a couple hundred miles, the French will too. That gives the Ukrainians the ability and the capability of attacking the Ruskies in their rear line. So I was very, very glad to see that, that France is doing that. By the way, the other good news at this NATO summit is that Turkey has finally agreed to let Sweden and NATO, you know, they have a procedure in NATO where it has to be unanimous. You bring a new country in, has to be unanimous. Well, getting unanimity in anything is almost impossible. But in this particular case, Turkey finally backed down. I'm afraid, and we're going to talk about this in a different segment, I'm afraid about what they were offered because I don't trust Turkey. But the fact of the matter is that Sweden will not now come in. I think Hungary, which is the other holdout, is not going to be able to hold them off. And Sweden, then you have Sweden up there in the north. You have Lithuania on Russia's other flank. These are huge, huge additions. Going to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Miami, Wisco Paul.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Matt. I just wanted to mention this. The Russians have lost 50,000 troops in that war, and they don't even know. It could be more than that. So to me, that's an amazing thing. I don't know how many troops we lost in Iraq or the Gulf War or Vietnam, but that's an amazing amount of soldiers to lose in a war that you should have won,
right,
or thought they were going to win in like a week or two. So I can't see Putin being able to hang on with them kind of. That's devastating. Okay, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, you're right on the money. And here's the deal. I saw the 50,000 figure, and I saw the figure of 200-some-odd thousand casualties. A casualty is either dead or wounded. But one of the problems for the Russians is that they have a failure rate. If somebody's wounded, they die 50% of the times because they can't get them the right first aid. The general that gave the interview said, ours is about 98%. Unless you have a fatal wound, we're going to get you in combat to a staging area where you're going to get care. The Russians don't care. In some cases, as they were retreating, they'd say to a guy lying on the ground, can you walk? The guy would say no. They'd shoot him. They'd kill their own guy. These guys don't care, and they're totally demoralized. And I agree with you that Putin, at some point, when you're a guy like that, you don't get to retire and say, oh, well, I made a mistake. You only go out in a coffin, and there are a lot of people over there, other oligarchs, who are circling around. One is action, one is steel, his money, and he's not long for this world, and I think that's a general consensus. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Stand by for another great show, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute. You won't want to miss it. Matt Flynn Direct. Back same time, same place tomorrow. Plenty more to talk about. I'm signing off for today.
Got to be good looking, cause he's so hard to see. Come together right now. Over me.
Great show, man.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
WAUK.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.